We're in the middle of Siman Reish Yates. We were in the middle of Sif Dalet. So let's go through Sif Dalet again quickly. In Birech Acher. Okay, oh, so we had a Gemara. Rehuda got sick. They went to visit him. And then when he got better, they made a bracha on him. Thank God Hashem gave you to us and not 6 feet under. He said, Amen, whatever. And he said, now I'm Pater from making benching Goma. So Siv Dalid, based on that Gemara, says in Birch Acher, someone else made the bracha for you, kind of, and said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Gemalcha Kol Tov, who did for you all good, Va'ana Amen Yatza, and the answer Amen is Yatza. V'chein, if he does in Aramaic, Birch Achman Amalka De Alma, V'yavach Lan, Va'ana Amen Yatza. So the Mishnah Brewery here, Siv Katan Yud, said, Midasasam HaMachaber, from the fact that the Machaber does not specify, Mashma da'afilu acher she'eino krovo yachol levarech hatovas chavero. Even if he's not your relative, he's your buddy. You can bench goymel on your buddy. Koshu misameach bazeh, as long as you're happy with it. Okay, now look at the Rama. Hagah, no, it says Rama. The einza bracha levatala min amavarech. The question is like this: usually, brachas are not optional. As a general rule, either you have to make a bracha, or you're not allowed to make a bracha. Not optional hamotzi. If you're eating bread, you have to make a bracha. If you're not eating bread, you're not allowed to make the bracha. So here, when Bob is saved, I don't have to bench goma for Bob. But it seems I have the option to do that. So Rama says, "Ain't the bracha levatala min amavarech? Afa pishlo neschayev bracha zu. Even though I'm not obligated to make this bracha, ho avin amavarech rakder v'derech." Shevach v'hoda al tovas chaver shesameh ba. I'm not making the bracha as an obligatory bracha. I'm making the bracha as a way of showing hakaras hatov to Hashem from the simcha that I have that my buddy Bob is safe and sound. Mishmur sifkat on yedalid. Hainu afil lohaya shama sara anashim. Sounds like even there's not 10 people there. Well, the Yesh Omrim Hana that we learned yesterday in Siv Gimel, this way the Dilo Yotze, Bachas Masar, if there's less than 10, the Yina Yotze, Vim Kain HaChola in Yotze Bebrachazu, the Chola can't be Yotze by listening to your bracha, because there's no 10 people there, according to that opinion. It's still not a problem. I feel like he lo mikri is a bracha levatala. The guy made mavarek. It's still not a bracha levatala. Shu rashai lo mar bracha zulu kule ama afil bachas masara. He's allowed to say the bracha thanking Hashem. You're not yotze with it. That's fine. It's not a bracha that I have to make for him to be yotze. It's a bracha that I'm saying to show my appreciation to Hashem. Okay, we have to do this beer. So, okay, yesterday we sort of talked out briefly. Bir alocha dimar masava ana amen. Here you have to, in order for him to be yotze, brikas agoma, he has to answer amen. Right? Mishmaris if katan yiral van amen vi lo ana amen lo yotze. Right? So we ask bir alocha dimar masava ana amen. Ask the question. My hi. We. By Kiddush, if I don't answer, Amen, I'm Yotze. By Abdullah, if I don't answer, Amen, Yotze. By the Brachas on the Megillah, whatever, I'm always Yotze. Amen is not Ma'akiv. So all of a sudden, why is Amen Ma'akiv over here? So yesterday, I just said over quickly, when I want to give over all three answers. I'm not going to go through the whole Bir Halacha. It's Dibur HaSavan Amen, but there's three opinions there. One is the Tur B'Shem HaRosh, who answers. Here it's different because the Mevarech is not Chayiv in the Bracha. By Kiddush. Chayim, we're both Chayim and Kiddush, so you don't have to answer me. Here it's different because I'm not Chayim to make the bracha, and he is Chayim to make the bracha. So, therefore, for him to attach to my optional bracha, he has to answer Amen. One answer. Another answer brought down the Rehach HaShidim Agbetes, because the one making the bracha does not have Kavanah to be wrote to him. My Kavanah is to thank Hashem, I'm so happy that Bob is safe and sound. Not that I'm going to be Motzi Bob in this bracha. That's not what's going on here. And therefore, Bob needs the Amen to latch into my bracha and to be Yotze. Yesterday we said over this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's not Shayach here to say Shemeya Ka'ona. Shemeya Ka'ona means somehow that it's if I said that bracha, whether it means literally or not literally, Rashi tells us. But I'm saying the bracha facing you. Thank God that you are still alive. Well, if I was saved and I say, thank God that you are still alive, I'm not Yotze.
He says his name. then I
okay, yeah, very good. Okay, in a chinami. Okay, very good. That's a good nafkamina. Okay, good. Good, I hear. We are saying you. What's the nusach by us? Sher gmalcha kol tov. The yahavach lan. It doesn't say the name. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, okay. So it makes sense you don't throw in the name, because then it becomes a very specific bracha. It's not, usually brachas are one size fits all. I don't say bracha Hashem Kenei Baruch Olam, who created Coca-Cola, created Sprite, who created steak, pargit, duck, and hot dogs. Right? We don't do that. We just one shahako for everything. Now we did have by the nes that you, if it's two nisim, you specify the nisim. So we do have a concept of a bracha where you kind of specify. Okay, anyway, those are the three reasons that you have to answer amen. Now, if you come up, let's say two people are saved. So then, the first guy is chayiv in the bracha also. And that's it. He has kavanah to be motzi his friend. And he's saying, Hashem did for me. And you're listening, and he did for me, going on you, going on me. So then, it would be okay. It's only when the guy making the bracha is not chayiv in the bracha. That is Sif Hey. Look at Sif Hey. In Birech, I'm skipping to Hey for a second. It just fits in over here. In Birech Echad Hagomel Le'atzmo. But this guy Minhotzi as Chaveiro. He's coming to Minhotzi as friend. Veshama Chaveiro. We keep in Lotzes. Like a regular bracha. I'm Chayv. You're Chayv. I'm coming to you. You have come to Yotze with me. Yotze Afilu below. And yes, Amen. And Yotze. Even that answering Amen. And it fits into all three reasons of the Bir Alacha. Kevin Shemavarach Gam Ken Chayev. The Mavarach himself is also Chayev. He's quoting now the tour, the first reason over there. So Kevin Shemavarach Gam Ken Chayev. Yotze Acher Blo Anias Amen. Let's say you have a yeshiva Netiv Aryeh. 100 boys get off the plane at the same time. Bench Gomel. Oh, let's go back to the plane. We discussed this briefly. There's a discussion about benching Gomel on an airplane. There are others that say not to do it. The majority of post game say yes to bench Gomel on a flight.
Hold on.
No, when you get off the flight, when you land, safely where you go. Now, the question is, why are you benching Gomel? So someone is saying you're only benching Gomel if you go over a Yam or a Midbar, because the two things that are listed is Yam and Midbar. So if you're flying over the Yam, then you bench Gomel. But let's say you're going to land flight, or New York to California. You're not going over a Yam. Let's say you're not going over a Midbar. You probably are going over a Midbar over there. No Yam, no Midbar. So there are those that want to say, then you would not make the bracha. Rishon Zalman and Rav Moshe say that in both cases you should make the bracha, because the whole point of Yam is that you're not on secure ground. Well, when you're in an airplane, you're also not on secure ground. And therefore, okay, again, there are those that don't make it at all. There are those that say only if you're flying over a Yam, not if you're flying over dry land. And there are those, and the Sefer Rishon Zalman, the minig is even over dry land, and that's what Rav Moshe holds. Look, someone who travels, you know, think of yourself, H.E. Man from New York to Boston every week. He didn't bench Gomel. It's something he does every week, and it's whatever. But generally, when people fly, as a general, they do bench Gomel. Oh, so you have a whole yeshiva. 100 boys get off the airplane. So one guy says Gomel for everybody. Let's say they're not answering Amen. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay, because they're all chayv in the same bench and Gomel, so it's okay. Or then I was in a different yeshiva once. there was a terror attack in town. It wasn't such a good yeshiva. Half the boys were in town at the terror attack. It was a nace, tremendous nisim. And I don't remember one bench goma for all of them. I think they all lined up in bench goma. Shulman Thomas says it would be better for one to bench goma for everybody else. Fine. Okay, now back to the Sif Dalid with the Ramah. So again, the Mishabura in Sif Katan Yud says, since the Mechaber does not specify, it sounds like even on a buddy, I'm happy he's safe and sound, I can make this bracha. Okay. Look at, now the truth is, okay, that's what it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch. However, the Beis Yosef himself brings down not to do that. You cannot bench Gomel on your buddy because you're happy to see him. Oh, the Gemara. Their buddy reviewed, they got better and they benched Gomel on him. Yehuda wasn't their buddy. Yehuda was their Rebbe. And just like by a bracha on a nace, I make a bracha on my nace, my father's nace, my grandfather's nace, and my Rebbe's nace, Huadini saying the Gomel can only be said on a Rebbe or not a buddy, a Rebbe or a father. And that's the conclusion of this Bir Halacha. It starts out over here, then goes down the whole next page, the whole discussion, and the basic conclusion is that most poskim hold that there are Rishonim that say Mefurish. Yehuda was the Rebbe. Now, and he did teach them a halacha in that Gemara, so that is indicative that he was a Rebbe. Real poskim say only on a father or a Rebbe, because he's with his chayiv to make the bracha on a nace. There is more of a chiyuv to make the bracha on a nace. Here, the gomel is optional. You saw this concept of optional, but it's not for my buddy. Then there's discussion, maybe for one's wife. They, you know, ishto kugufo, they reject that also. No, whatever you find by Reishit Ches and Reishit Tes are very intimately intertwined. Reishit Ches is during the miracle, however we define miracle, everything we discussed at the beginning of the week. So, if you make that bracha, so Bisha'as Maisa, at the time that you're safe and sound, you get a bench roll. They're very much intertwined. So, Huadin over here, it's not just a buddy, it's a father or a rebbe. Now, the Rama holds it's a buddy, and the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's okay with a buddy too. He didn't specify. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yud Ches, three lines up from the bottom, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Ches, like halfway down, a little bit more than halfway. Ayin bebir alocha, sheish chokim al ikir din zed daga. They argue on this Rama. Va'al kei me'anochom li'zaher lechatchile shelo levarach berkas agomel afilo akrov of ovo. Even your buddy, even your relative. Ki'im al oviv v'rabo levad. Only a father or a Rebbe. Okay, that is the conclusion. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Dalet. Okay, Sif Hey, we already did. Sif Vav. How long do you have to say this bracha? So, I tell you, Talmud Chacham asked me yesterday or 2 days ago, he wants, instead of clapping when the plane lands, he wants a bench coma right there, assuming you have 10, you know, 10 adult Jewish males in vicinity, he wants a bench coma. So, to me it sounds, let's see what it says. We already learned there is a meaning to wait for Kriyas HaTorah. We said in Sif, Gimel, Ma'agu Levarach Acha Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, but I don't know. Nogu doesn't sound like this is what you're supposed to do. I mean, that's what people do, because that's where there's usually a minyan. To me, it sounds like it's better to do it right away, because how long does the... I'll use a strong word, but I don't really mean this word. The thrill, the exhilarating feeling of landing safely. How long does that last for nowadays? 5 minutes? For 3 days, you're not saying, oh, thank God, I made it safely across the ocean. No, not nowadays. So, even more reason that that should be the time where you make the bracha, where you have the akaras atav and appreciation to Hashem that you got there safely. 3 days later, at Kriyas HaTorah, it's, you know, sometimes my parents have a turbulence and my father's shaking for days, he's talking about. Okay, but if you're not zochet to turbulence, and
I'm okay now.
You're not a senior citizen, so you know. That's he says. So Sivav, the Torah says, if he pushed off making the bracha, yesh lo tashlum levarach kozman sheyirtze, he can make up the bracha by saying it whenever he wants. So wait a minute, whenever he wants, he can do it 6 months later. No, it means whenever he wants, because he still feels the hagasha that thank God I got through that problem. The Maharalach on the bottom of the Torah says that because the Gemara doesn't give a shear, so Mustama, you can do a Kozman Shiyirtze. Then the Beis Yossi brings down the Orchaz Chamshim Ramban. You have 3 days based on the Gemara and Erevin, not to whatever, Ayin Sham. Then they bring down a Rashba who says from Rabbeinu Yonah, 5 days. Let's see, Shulchan Aruch Bav. Im Echar, Yesh lo Tashlum Adavar Chazman Shiyetzah. If he pushed off the bracha, he has Tashlum to do it whenever he wants. V'nachon shelo la'ach eshosh yamim. It's proper not to push it up more than 3 days. Usually you can have 3 days of laning within 3 days. Usually, unless you land Monday afternoon, so then they already say you shouldn't wait till Thursday, because it's Monday, it doesn't go away. Just fine, yeah, just say it in short. Right, that's what they say over here. The Adzman Zek Kari Bamanada. 3 days is called Bamanadara. The Katsachron defeated Yitzhak Bishuz of the Rosh Lobis if a Torah could be an Minog, Avabichin, Ayah Yosem Shoshi Yamin. Better not to wait more than 3 days. He got in Monday, you know, morning, late morning, after Kriyas Torah. Yivarech Basara below Sefer Torah, but don't wait till Thursday. Which means it's not a full 72 hours. 24 hours. Right? It's because then you could wait till Thursday morning. Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, 11 o'clock. So I'll bench Goma at 9 o'clock, saying not to wait till Thursday. So I found, I don't know if this is a diak, but it's a funny word. The word tashlumin usually means I didn't do it when I was supposed to, I can make it up. So it sounds like the proper time to do it is at touchdown when the plane lands. A little bit it sounds like. I'm not paskining, I'm just talking it out. Okay, so the bottom line is the minigas you have up to 3 days.
Start a new trend,
yeah. But this time Chacham can start a trend because he's every time Chacham. Okay, Sif. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says not to be more than 3 days. Ber Heitev brings down in Sif Katan Tess B'diavad until 5 days. Shaar Tzion says this is a Chavchila B'diavad Im Echar Yochav Rech Afil Achakach. He can wait even more than 3, whatever. And we did have a thing over here that you should wait for a minion even up to 30 days. That we saw back in Sif Katan Ches. Okay, now, Reish Yud Tes, we have to Zayin and Ches. Okay, Zayin and Ches. There's a Yerushalmi that says that all drachim are dangerous. All drachim are dangerous. Somebody wants to listen to the shir. All drachim are dangerous. The question is, what is that talking about? So the Rush says, Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Tsarfat, France and Germany, is referring to Tfilas HaDerech. You go on the Derech, you say Tfilas HaDerech. Why? Because the Derech is dangerous. It's not talking about Berchas HaGomel. Just because you went on a Derech doesn't mean it was dangerous. That's not what Chazal is saying, dangerous, that you have to say Gomel. If you go through a midbar where there's bandits, there's wild animals, there's Lo Aleinu terrorists. Okay, so there you would bench Goma, but not a Derech. They bring down that Sfarad in Spain, there were no egg, that a Derech is even a Derech, you're going to bench Goma. And the Rambam doesn't say Hoche Midbarios, he says Hoche Drachim. Is not only going to say Tfilas a Derech, the Chazal, that the Derech is Sakana, is not only for Tfilas a Derech, it's also for benching Goma. Okay, so we already talked this out because it came up in the Bir Halacha in Sif Aleph. What is a yam mean? Is a yam an ocean or a yam is a big river? He's in jail. Why is he in jail? For a capital crime or he's in jail for a little sharing marijuana? Why is he in jail? So, same thing over here. What does it mean by midbar? Does it mean he's not in the midbar? He's on the road. And we have the same thing by choli. How sick is sick? Right? Those are the four things that is brought down in the psukim. So he's sick. He's sick, he has strep. He's sick, he had open heart surgery. He's sick, he had a heart attack. What's sick? Okay, so there also there's a machlokas Ashkenaz Sfat. We're going to see it now in the machlokas Mechabrama. No, it's not a machlokas Mechabrama. Well, okay, it's sort of a machlokas Mechabrama. Let's just look inside. Reisha Tes Zayin. The Ashkenaz Vitzarfat. So here the Machab is telling us what the Ashkenazim should do. In Ashkenaz Vitzarfat, Aim of Arach and Kishokim Yil Eir. They don't bench Goma when they go on a trip from city to city. Shilochivu Elabhoche Midbaros. Only when you're going in a midbar. The Shechibo Chayas Rawls Velithim, where there's bandits and wild animals. But in Spain, Bisfarad, Nogin Levarech, when they should call Adracha Mecheska Sakana, because all roads are considered to be dangerous. Umiyo Bepochas Mi Parsa Ainam Avarech. But if you're going on a short trip, less than a Parsa, which is usually a 72-minute trip, you don't make the bracha. You welcome Muchzuk Sakana Biyoisa. But if it's a very dangerous road, even if it's less than a 72-minute trip, less than a Parsa, I feel about a Parsa, he would bench Goma. So the Sfaradim hold officially that this is like Tfilas HaDerech. Same rules and regulations. Ashkenazim hold not like that. Now, which sounds like, okay, now what does it mean parsa? Parsa can mean, parsa is a distance that takes 72 minutes to walk. So are we going by the distance, which would take 5 minutes to drive or 10 minutes to drive? Or is it amount of time? So Dirshu wants to claim from by Tfilas HaDerech that it's a distance and it doesn't matter if it takes you 10 minutes. But the other Svarim I saw said not like that. Even though by benching Gomel, we said a parsa is a parsa. Doesn't matter how quickly you can do it. It is, it means it takes us a derech. Over here, it means a 72-minute trip. So if you're driving to Tveria, much more than 72 minutes, it's not like the Svarim are going to bench Gomel. And Ashkenazim, we're not going to bench Gomel. Lamaisa, they bring down, nowadays, our roads, they're paved, there's no wild animals, there's no bandits. So I don't think Svarim are knowing Lamaisa to bench Gomel every time they go to Meiron, they go, I don't think they do that. And that's what the Svarim bring down. But if it's in a dangerous area, maybe if they go to Hebron, they do. I don't know. Okay, so that's Siv Zion. Talking about Midbar. Is Midbar a Midbar Mamish, where there's a real Sakana, or it's a Derech? But again, even the Derech, which Chazal say is a Bisakana, is more of an old-fashioned, it's true, there are car accidents, people get walking across the street, but we don't say Gomel every time we cross the street safely. So, who are then, you went on a trip, Ashkenazim for sure not, and Sfardim. Officially, they do say on a derech, but Lamaisa, our drachim are considered safer, and Sfardim, I assume, do not say it. That's what they bring down from Rabin Tzin Abishal. Okay, now let's talk about choli. Ches. The kol choli tzarech lebarach. I feel in a choli shal sakan of lomaka shal chalal. El kol shal lemita v'yarad, they should don't make me shalul garden. Anyone who's sick in bed, he has strep, he's sick in bed, he gets out of bed, says the mechaber, he should bench gomel. It's like being put on trial. Anyone who's sick in bed, God forbid, who knows what could happen to him. The fact that he survived, but it's something that happens all the time, it doesn't matter. He could have died, chas v'shalom, and he didn't, he has to bench gomel. It's as if he went up to on trial for dinei nefashos. The ain hefresh min sheish to meichesh kabum ubam izman lezman beishen kabum. It doesn't matter if this only happens him regularly or not. Just because he was saved every time it happens for the last 10 years doesn't mean Hashem is going to decide to save him this time. So every time he has to bench gomel. Again, the Sfaradim have a much more liberal benching of gomel. Hagat note says the Rama, the Yeshayahu the Einu of Achraga Choshish Basakana. Only if it's dangerous, says the Nada strep. Not strep, everything is dangerous. You're not antibiotics, so strep throat was dangerous. Everything is dangerous, but these things nowadays are not considered dangerous. If God forbid, it wasn't caught, and then it became rheumatic fever, blah, 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 aleinu, that's something else. So, Yeshayahu Medina of Achraga Choshish Basakana, could go Makasha Chalal, he has an inner wound. V'chein Noagim Ba'ashkenaz, and that is Minig Ashkenaz. Because there's this whole discussion, like, how far do you take this? I saw it written from Shlomo Zalman that an adult who has a full circumcision should bench Gomel. We just had a guy like that, Ish, a few months ago.
What if you never made it when you were a kid? Now you should make it now.
What?
You never made bench Gomel when you had your bris.
No one benches Gomel on a bris. Well, no one who's 8 days old benches go on a roof. Okay, so thoroughly Asha says, let's say he went for some surgery. So similarly, I had a tooth pulled. I don't know, you don't bench Gomel on pulling a tooth. Now, pulling a tooth 1,000 years ago, I'm no doubt could kill a person. I mean, they probably didn't pull teeth. I don't know. So they talk about if he general anesthesia or local anesthesia. There's some chiddush. If it's a local anesthesia, maybe don't bench Gomel. If it's a general anesthesia, yes, bench Gomel. The whole thing, putting a splint in the heart, is that a splint? Is that what it's called?
Stint.
Thank you. A stint in the heart. I don't know. They're talking Hebrew here, so I don't know. Shlomo Zalman says someone has a broken bone and he needs surgery, so then he should bench Gomel. Tzinter, I assume, is a stint in the heart. Shlomo Zalman says to bench Gomel. Shlomo Zalman Yashiv has this chilek between local and general anesthesia. So there, in Bir Alocha, Dimar Aslak Kagon, he talks about, he says fever. For Svardim, even a fever, they should. I don't think they do this with Menino. Again, just like the roads are better than they were 500 years ago, yeah. The medicine is Baruch Hashem advanced. So a person has a fever. People get fever. They don't bench Gomel and they get fever. Even in Svardim. Can't imagine. Be bad. That's 105. I don't know. Let's do tests. Okay. Sittes is a machlokes. We have four things that we're discussing. Kol ha'chayim yidu chasela. Based on the psukim in Tehillim kuf zayim. Is it only these four, or is it anything? So says the Mechaber. The Beis Yosef brings down a machlokes rishonim. Hani arba'a lav dafke. Not just these four. Do I do the Mishnah Nasula nace? Anyone who had a nace? Well, a real nace? No, there you need a real nace. Here you don't need a real nace. Keep going. Shana fell up kaisa, the wall fell on him. Oh, nisa, we just a sharnagi chosav, or an animal stepped on him. Oh, sha'omar alav bi'ir arye the tarfa, a lion threatened him. Oh, imganavim bo'ilo, he was mugged. Imshodei lailavin, so he was saved from the crooks at night. The whole coyote is that kulam tzrichin levarach ha'gomel, even though it's not one of the four things. The four, so it's not dafka four. Just those four things were very common in the back in the day, and that's what David HaMelech spoke about. Those four things. But who had done anything that's that a person was in danger was saved. No, she ain't mevarchan agomer elahani abar dafka. No, it's dafka these four things. Chazal were only mezakin these four things. Chazal don't make takanas for weird things. Yeah, something weird happened to you. No, no, yeah. Only these four things. So it's two opinions of Rishonim, two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like it's the first opinion, but we're dealing with a suffix bracha. So the Machaber concludes v'tov levarich below hazkara shem v'malchus. He concludes v'chumra only these four things. Everything else you should do without shem v'malchus. However, the last Mishabura, Sivkat and Lama Beiz, Achronim Kasvu, Daminik Isvara Rishona Vachem Istaver. That it's not just these four things, anytime a person was in Sakana and he was saved. Now, the whole discussion, how do you view. There's two Mahalchim, the Chayyadim, I heard the Chayyadim saying one thing, and then I found out he says another thing, but our Bald Field is not here, so we have another minute or so. They threw a rock at him and just missed his head. They threw a hammer. Yeah, a bullet. Just missed his head. So they don't say, it missed him.
Right.
It could have hit him. It could have, but it didn't. There's no comment on that. Others say, no, it came really close to his head. So that's already a big machlok, is a big discussion. Shlomo Zalman seems to say not to, even if he was in a car accident, unless he got hit in a way that he really could have been terribly hurt, and he wasn't, or he was hurt and he got better, then he would bench. But he could have, if the car would have hit him a little bit over there, he would have been dead. That Rosh Hashanah Zalman says not to bench him. Okay, anyway, a person has to ask a shayla. Remember, we had a rock on our windshield, and the glass, it was a rock-proof window, the glass splintered all over us. But it was made to do that. It was a rock-proof window. I don't think it was dangerous glass that could have hurt us, even though the mice, there were pieces of glass all over us. So I forgot I went to Rav Stern and asked him if I had to bench Gomel on that. I don't remember what the conclusion was. We usually say if there's glass all over a person, then he does bench Gomel. But I don't know if it's special glass, it's made to do like that, and not to break.
What happened?
We got a rock on our windshield in 2004. Yeah, big rock, apparently. I mean, we didn't see the rock, we didn't see the arrows, and boom. Yeah, quite a scary experience. And then the windshield spider web is rock proof, and then we had little pieces of glass all over us, but it didn't penetrate. Whole discussion in the Chayyadim has a mahala discussion of Shlomo Zalman by benching, my wife is driving, by benching Gomel. Is it, let's say the person, the rock went right by his head, it didn't hit his head, does he bench Gomel? The bullet went right by his head. So Shlomo Zalman says no Gomel for that. The Chayyadim, it didn't touch him. It's only if it touches him and it could have killed him and it didn't, then he benched Gomel. And he says the same thing by Kyrgyz, and he says only if he was hit in a way that he could have been hurt terribly, and he wasn't. But that's what he seems to say.